there. So I'm just stuck. We are in the sunshine here at the biannual visit of the annual Steam Weekend at Dundee Museum of Transport. And I'm now joined by...
Archie Renton.
And Archie, what have you got here that we're having? What kind of engine is this, can you
third-size Sentinel steam lorry.
Okay, and, you know, if you're trying to describe what we're looking at to some of our listeners today, what or how would you describe this to them?
Well, you put coal in it, it boils water and it produces steam, and that's what makes it go.
Okay, and visually, I mean, it's... As I say,
it's a lorry.
It's a miniature lorry that we're looking at. And as I say, what sort of speed and capacity does this do?
They say it'll do 25 miles an hour, but I'll never have it doing 25 miles an hour.
And have you had it doing, you know, going around the car park and things
today? I've been around the car park, quite a few times with kids in the back, aye. But it's... It's just a toy to me,
Okay,
I didn't buy it to win any shows or anything. I just bought it as a plaything.
And I mean, if you were to pick your favourite part of the lorry here, what would you say is your favourite bit?
I've not got any real favourite bits. I've just had the lorry for about 6 weeks, so I've no had a traction engine like that before, and. I was smaller than that, so it was kind of small for me, so this came up for sale and I bought it. So we're still getting to know it.
So still getting to learn all the bits and pieces.
It was scratch built and there was no manual or anything with it, so you got to learn as you go.
And what sort of things would you have to learn on a piece of machinery like this?
Well, there's drain valves for the cylinders and everything that you have to keep open and shutting, but I didn't know where the valve was to open and shut them, but you discover these things as you go along. And just learning how much water to put in it, because if you put too much in it, it just comes up the chimney. But that's about it.
And we're at the Steam Weekend this weekend here at Dundee Museum of Transport. What sort of things can people see when they come along to a weekend like this?
Well, that's what we come for. We never go into the museum because we're out here. We can't leave these, eh? It's a great place, the museum, And it'll be even better once we get up to the tram depot, where there's plenty of room. It's a wee bit tight for space here, because these things aren't very manoeuvrable. But it's... once we get up to the tram depot, we should have a lot of fun up there. That was a bit disappointing yesterday with the turnout, but... A wee bit of advertising will go a long way.
Yep. And has it been busier today?
It's been busier today, yes. It's been a lot busier today,
It's a beautiful day, and that often makes a difference.
No, we've been here when it's not been such a good day, and it doesn't really make any difference, But the man you really want to speak to, see the little man with the cap on sitting at the bench?
Aye.
That's Ronnie. Go and speak to Ronnie.
I'll do that.
He organises us.
Work round all these things here and get some footage. Thanks very much again. Thanks.
Cheers, thanks. Bye.